What's up, little brother? easy there, bro. Slow down, kid. I know. I like playing that game with you just as much as you do, bro. Yeah, but what if Mom walks in and catches you? Jeez, Bobby, you just never stop, do you? I've got, like, a 10-year age difference on you, dude. Fine, but just so you'll shut up. You are so cute. Such a hot young man you are. Let me ask you, did you have a good day at school? Yeah? You like this little skirt your big sister's wearing. Yeah, I know you like it, I can tell. You're getting really turned on, aren't you, bro? I can see that hard penis sticking straight out at me through your shorts. Why don't you come and sit on your big sister's soft lap and we can play story time? Oh, I know you love that game, Bobby. That's a good kid. Now, open those thighs up for your sister. I can touch you wherever I want. As for you, you're only allowed to feel around my stomach in the elastic waistband of my tight skirt. Well, okay, my thong too. But don't touch me anywhere else or story time game is over, okay? You can only look. It's okay, Bobby. You can start feeling around me. That feels really good. Yeah, it's cool. Explore around my waistband. Stretch it out and stuff. Now, pull my thong far out too. Can you see my privates? Good. You like looking between your big sister's thighs, don't you? Okay, time for a story. You keep looking down my thong at my no-no place, and I'll just rub my hands up and down the front crotch of your shorts. God, you're so fucking huge, Bobby. Fucking hard dick. The story is about a woman that got lost in the woods while she looked for her dog that had run away. She was beautiful. She had really big tits, just like me, Bobby. She was in her 20s. She never wore panties and always smelled so fresh and pretty under her skirt. Well, she got lost and started crying. She was deep in the middle of the woods. Just then, a cute, red-faced young man happened to come upon her. He was really cute for his age, just like you. She was so happy to see someone, even a kid, that she gave him a big hug and squeezed him so hard, he hugged her back. She asked him if he knew how to get back to town, and he nodded his head and said yes. As I told my little brother the story, I firmly massaged his erection through his shorts. He was extremely hard under my hand, and so I slowly rubbed his plump cap through the pants. My young brother groaned and pumped his hips up as I rubbed him. He was so cute. His hands desperately gripping the sides of my skirt and thong as he stared at my shaved pink vagina and my blonde landing strip. So the woman got this idea She wanted to 69 this kid. She told him if he would promise to get her to town, she would give him some pussy. The kid didn't know what to think and grabbed at his suddenly hard stick in his pants. The woman smiled wickedly at him, and before he knew it, she had laid him on the forest floor. It was like a dream as she sucked on his stiff prick. His mouth was full of her adult cunt, the woman's cunt giving him its full flavors. I fidgeted with my little brother's zipper and managed to unleash the kid's swollen and bloated erection. He was smooth and hairless down there as I looked at his eyes and smiled widely. His gaze was fixated on my hands as I gripped his base and nuts tightly. I used my other hand and slowly, gently peeled the kid's silky smooth skin tight down. It caused his fat end cap to swell up nice and purple and get really angry looking. I just smiled and held his cock pulled tightly like that, watching his face and his reactions. The red-faced young man could only just watch as I held his ever-fattening cock pulled straight and tight, watch as his head swelled up plump. Just look at that hard cock, Bobby. I'm so hot. I'd bet you'd slide right into my wet pussy so easy. Why don't you get down here between my spread thighs and stick it in? Let's play, little bro. He jumped off my lap and quickly wedged himself between my legs. I teased him and took my time slipping the tight neon green thong down to my knees. He fumbled for a little bit, but managed to find my hot pussy hole and started jamming himself into my tight cunt. And so, Bobby, the woman sucked on the kid's stiff cock as he ate pussy. It wasn't long till the kid climaxed, filling the filthy woman's tightly sucking mouth, his cum spilling out as she sat her wet cunny on his young face. His cock throbbed and then bent, the cock squirting hot boy cum all over his lady's grinning mouth. Suddenly, my little brother bucked his hips and grunted. I giggled, knowing he had emptied his hairless nuts inside of my burning pussy. He was such a good little brother.